Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, January the 10th, 2018. Hope all is well. A lot to do today. Looking forward to a great show today. Looking forward to hearing from you. Got a lot to talk about in an interesting time of year. This is that time of year where a lot's happening, where we've got college basketball season and a ton of games coming up from last night. We can talk about that. I have some thoughts about all these way too early top 25s that are coming out in college football. I have some national championship odds next year. Have an interesting story about timing in college football. And then the fine line between greatness and losing. And then the window of opportunities that have been presented out there and how long those last. Even talk about that with Clemson basketball a little bit. We'll get into that as the show goes on. I have, we can talk about some Clemson baseball stuff today, some transfers in college football to talk about maybe. We can get into the junior stuff as well again today. Just a lot to do here on a Wednesday. Sam Blackman's going to join us at 7:25 this morning, talk about the history of Clemson's early enrollees. There are 34 going into this year early enrollees. Some of the greatest players in Clemson history left school early. We'll talk about those guys and their decisions and how it all turned out for them. We'll get to that a little bit. College basketball from last night. West Virginia, second-ranked West Virginia won. They beat Baylor 57-54. A lot of close games, but not very many upsets last night. Third-ranked Virginia beat Syracuse 68-61 at home. Fifth-ranked Purdue went to Michigan and won 70-69. Ninth-ranked Oklahoma beat Texas Tech 75-65. Kansas ranked 12th in the country now, beat Iowa State 83-78. Seton Hall was the one of the two ranked teams that lost last night. The other was obviously Texas Tech, 2 9th-ranked Oklahoma. But anyway, Marquette beat them by 20. 13th-ranked Seton Hall falls 84-64. The Tar Heels pound Boston College last night. Moved to 2-2 in the league. Boston College falls to 2-3 up in Chapel Hill. 20th-ranked North Carolina wins 96-66. Boy, A&M now 0-4 in the SEC. 21st-ranked Kentucky beat them last night 74-73. Auburn in the polls, 22nd-ranked Auburn, 85-70 win over Ole Miss. Tennessee in the polls, a couple of old KG veteran coaches, those two schools. Tennessee beat Vanderbilt 92-84, 24th-ranked Tennessee. And Creighton, 25th-ranked Creighton, beat Butler 85-75. I told you about the only two ACC games from last night. Again, Virginia and North Carolina both winning. Virginia goes to 4-0 in the league. In the SEC last night, it was not a good night for South Carolina. Gamecocks went down to Alabama, fell 76-62. The Gamecocks now 10-6 overall, 1-3 in the SEC. Alabama improves to 2-2. All the other three games were ranked teams, and it feels weird, but Clemson probably pulls for South Carolina a little bit. I know it's hard to do, but from an RPI standpoint, they do that. Clemson tomorrow night up in Raleigh, 9:00, 8:30 pregame show. We'll tell you much more about that coming up as the day goes on. So, juniors, NFL playoffs, by the way, to talk about. PGA Tour's back at it again this week. I have all, what is this, six or seven of these preseason polls to talk about. The coaches poll came out yesterday, by the way. Clemson fourth in it, so that's good. But today we're going to tell you about the one, two, three, four, five, six, seven preseason polls that are out there, including two of them that have Clemson number three, including one, two, three, four of them that have them number two, and then there's one that has Clemson preseason number one next year. I'm going to tell you now. USA Today has Clemson preseason way too early. We should call it the preseason polls. They'll come out later on after signing day, and then there'll be one for spring practice and one in the summertime, and then the other preseason polls come out after that. Anyway, as you can tell, a lot to do today. I'd love to hear from you. Our phone lines, 654-ROAR, that is our Northern Communication phone line, 654-7627. You can reach us on our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr24. Also reach us on our Twitter stuff. I got to do better at Twitter on the show, at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr24. And the Helter text line should say 986-1566. I've already mentioned him, his Twitter stuff, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the all-everything. The Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr24 on Twitter, number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Morning, Mick. How are you?
I'm great. You?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
I'm glad to hear that. I like this weather. We had a unseasonably and unexpected warm day yesterday.
It was terrible.
What?
It was terrible.
What are you kidding me?
It's January, man.
Yeah, that's right. And it's nice to get 62 degree days in January. That was nice.
Put a coat on, put your shoulders up, and get through it like everybody else.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. Today, nice as well. 55. That's not too bad. We can take that.
Absurd.
It's going to rain on Thursday and Friday, though. And then it's going to be a little bit colder.
Quick PSA, there will be no pregame tonight, or Thursday for the men's game.
Really?
The women's game starts at 7, and there will be no postgame for that. And no pregame for the men's game. You're just going to go right into the broadcast.
Didn't know that. Didn't know that was the case.
Well, now you know. So.
Yeah. When, just like Biggie said, if you don't know, now you know.
There you go.
How you been?
I've been fine.
As George Strait says, what's going on in your world? It sure is lonesome in mine.
I'm sorry to hear that. I really am.
No, it's not lonesome in mine, but what's going on in your world?
No, nothing too crazy. It's quiet right now. I didn't have to work any broadcasts yesterday or today.
Yeah.
And then things start to pick up on Thursday, and they don't really slow down until June.
All right. So. Let me ask you this. Are you looking for the NFL playoffs?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. Oh, did I tell you about the big drink fiasco at Georgia over the weekend? Monday night?
No.
They ran out of Gatorade at halftime. In the Georgia locker room.
Did they really?
Yeah. Well, so Nick Saban sent him some Hawaiian punch.
Oh, that is bad.
Thank you very much.
That is not good.
Pretty good, right?
That is bad.
Pretty good.
No, bad.
Well, Tua. Do you think Tua got any airwaves yesterday over ESPN, over all the Fox Sports 1? You think he had any time yesterday?
I think he had a little bit, probably.
Good for him, man. All right, I got something run by you.
Is it another bad joke?
Hawaiian punch.
Because I don't need...
I love that, man. I thought it was pretty good.
Do we have that?
All right. Yeah, we do have it because I hear Kelly do it to Quark sometimes. But that might be on their show stuff. All right. Couple things. One is...
No, that's not it.
That's not it. One is... I went to the movies last night.
How was it?
It was fine.
No.
Let me say this. It's an outstanding movie.
Oh, good.
It makes you laugh. First of all, I want to see The Darkest Hour. Winston Churchill. You're a historian. History major, as a matter of fact. And as you would think with Churchill, he had a really good sense of humor. First of all, the actor, have no idea who did the actor, or who did it. But who was the star? But boy, he was really, really, really good. Some funny scenes in it. I might be the only guy in America, only guy in the world to watch it who, man, I kind of teared up a couple times.
Gary Oldman plays Winston Churchill in that movie.
Gary, great job. Touche. Gotcha. Very good. Good on you, mate. Very good on you. My wife and I have been together for 4 years now. And I will tell you that that is our fourth movie that we have seen. we go to the movies once a year. You and Krista go to movies?
Every once in a while, yeah.
You go to movies by yourself at all?
Have I been to a movie by myself? Yes.
Do you go by yourself?
Yeah.
How about, do you go to your buddies?
Do I go with my buddies?
Yeah.
Not
your
usually.
Your male counterparts?
No.
I've done that before. You got to skip a seat. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Naturally.
I just want to make sure I know how y'all did up north, but you skip a seat there. We just don't go to movies. But it's an outstanding movie. And I learned some stuff. I didn't know he had as much self-doubt.
Yeah.
Well,
he was fired.
Well, the other thing is, like, he first of all, I thought he was prime minister a lot longer than, what, 5 or 6 years?
No.
Now, he held a bunch of other titles in there.
Yeah. He changed parties like 14 different times.
Yeah. I did know that he was kind of an aristocrat growing up, and his dad was a politician kind of guy. And I did know he had a bunch of other titles coming up. I didn't know he had some failures. He was an idea man. I did know that he drank like a fish.
Yeah.
I did know that he stayed up all night.
Yep.
And I did know that he took naps during the day, slept late, took naps during the day. I knew all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was pretty dire. I didn't know it was as dire as it was. I didn't know Roosevelt.
What was it as dire?
That the way they were presented to him, the way that Chamberlain and, what's the other guy? Starts with an H. The way they were presenting it to him, man, it wasn't good.
What was happening in the war?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was bad. I didn't know that. I don't know. I knew that he was a bad peacetime guy, but brilliant in wartime. Except for World War I. Texas Extraordinary Prep said he failed miserably in World War I. He's just an interesting man. No doubt about that.
How is his speech? We will fight in the streets. We will fight on land. You know, that whole stuff. How was that?
I kind of teared up.
Nice.
I teared up. I don't want to give away the whole thing. But look, you know what happens.
Yeah. I mean,
so I'm not giving away anything.
Yeah.
But when he goes to takes his argument to the people rather than to the aristocrats of Parliament or whatever, really makes you feel empowered, man. Like, really makes you feel like, I told my wife, like, there's a couple of things I've done here in the last 20 years. I kind of stood for some causes every once in a while. And I don't do it very often. Like, every 5 or 10 years, I kind of get behind something. Like, you know what, man? It's kind of a good deal. Like, it makes you feel good. Like, you're doing the right thing. And the whole time, because you knew the outcome of what was going to happen. And you know, like, who was against him. It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you guys can be that wrong. And he could be that right. And you didn't even see it right in front of you. To the point where he doubted his own self. You know, Bruce Springsteen has a line that says it. Of God had mercy on the man who doubts what he's sure of. You know, and Churchill was sure of it, but then he had to doubt it. But I don't know. It was great. Great movie. You need to go see it.
You've been a history guy. I'm very excited to go see it.
Yeah. It's good. Very, very good. Great acting.
You go to Seneca or Anderson?
Anderson. My wife actually took me on a little date. Went up for dinner and everything. It's kind of nice. it was good.
Went to Hooters before?
No. Didn't go to Hooters. No.
Hooters to go?
Actually went to one of our sponsors, Jay Peters. It was good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Was Sanders working?
I didn't know. He works there?
Yeah, he works there.
No, I didn't know that.
He wastes tables there.
So does 800 other people.
Yep. What'd you get?
A little shrimp pasta.
Shrimp pasta?
Yeah.
Went to a steakhouse and got seafood.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. Yeah, that's how you do that. Text Message Extraordinaire said that Churchill once said, the fun's in the winning.
That is an accurate quote.
He also said, the best is yet to come. I love all this. Honest to goodness, I gave a friend of mine advice yesterday, some business advice. And he's recently come into this new position in which, like, he's the head honcho. Like, he's the dude now. And he's in charge of, I don't know, 50 employees and $1 million budget, right? And he's the guy. Multi-million-dollar budget. Actually, $2 or $3 million budget. Anyway, he's the guy. And we were going over some things. He ran some ideas by me, whatever. And I always go back to football. Like, I always go back to what Dabo says. Like, in personal conversation I have with Dabo about what he thinks and how he does, stuff like that. I don't know why. You know, I guess because football is kind of a good metaphor for life. There's a lot of stuff. Anyway, we'll talk about that at all. You know, I can't believe you're not excited about Tiger Woods.
What gave you that impression?
You haven't talked about him. You haven't mentioned him. You haven't seen him. You're not on the Golf Channel right now.
We're still 15 days away from him teeing off.
It doesn't matter. What are you more excited about? January 20th or January 25th?
25th.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it 25th, by the way? I think it's 25th.
I'll be really excited on the 20th if it happens.
So, okay. All right. What would you want to see more? Zion committing to Clemson or Tiger Woods winning at the end of the month? Oh, that's a tough one. I kind of threw you a little. Oh, you got to think a little bit over there, I see.
If he, Zion committing to Clemson.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I was going to have to come
now,
to this time.
If you were going to ask me that question in the first week of April.
Oh.
Yeah, it might be a different answer.
What you're doing there.
It, it might be a different answer. And by my, I mean, it would definitely be a different answer.
Yeah, win a major Zion. No, I still go with Zion, man. I still go with
Tiger
Zion.
Tiger winning the Masters so I could go through the extensive note file, the files that I have of people that hate Tiger.
Example?
Oh, I know. I'm aware of who said what.
I have a couple of guys that I kept on an old notebook that about Zion stuff. They're like, oh, there's no way. And then I kind of lost the notebook. Quickly before our first break, Brandon from Easley on our Health Care text line, 986-1566, said, I'd love to hear you guys' opinions on the NFL playoffs. I can do this. All right. First game Saturday, Falcons-Eagles. Crazy that the Eagles are the number one seed. 13-3, 7-1 at home. Atlanta, though, a 3-point underdog. I'm a 3-point favorite. The number one seed's underdog at home. I'm telling you right now, Zach, the Eagles are going to win this game for a couple reasons. They still played pretty well after the injury. And on top of that, the Falcons just hadn't been the team this year that I think everybody thinks the Falcons are going to flip the switch. I guess they flipped it out in L.A. last weekend. I don't buy it. The week off. The week to prepare, the home crowd. I don't know what the weather's going to be. The dome team going outside. I like the underdogs in this one.
It's crazy that the number one seed in the NFC is the underdog for their first playoff game. That has literally never happened in the NFL. This will be the first time it has ever happened.
I thought it happened one other time.
Huh?
I thought it happened one other time.
And no, not to my knowledge, at least. And I think they're underdog for a reason. I think Atlanta rolls this weekend.
Oh, all right. We'll disagree on that one.
Rolls.
8:15 on Saturday night. Titans, Patriots, New England, 13.5-point favorite. Not even worth talking about this one. It's not going to happen.
No. It's going to be a bloodletting up there in New England.
All right. Sunday games, I think, are better. 105, Jaguars at Steelers. Pittsburgh's a 7.5-point favorite. I do believe in this defense. I do believe in this running game. Bortles is a guy that is athletic enough to make a few plays. I wouldn't be shocked, but the week off of the home field advantage, the better team, Pittsburgh, in a very, very close one.
You go back to week five, Jacksonville handled them. They handled Pittsburgh. Can they do it again? I don't think so. I think this is a different Pittsburgh team at this point in the season. I think it's asking an awful lot of Blake Bortles to go on the road to a team such as Pittsburgh and get a win up there. He has been shaky at best. It would be a very surprising thing for me to see Jacksonville win in Pittsburgh.
I watched the games this weekend. I tell you that, I watched the NFL this weekend. I was like, what?
Nice.
Bortles makes some plays with his feet. You got to give him a little credit there. And finally, Vikings and Saints. I got to tell you, man, I think the Saints have enough. But I think it's huge to have a bye. It's huge to have home field advantage. And usually even huger than that is that they're the better team. I'm not sure the Vikings are better than the Saints. I'm not sure of that. I think Drew Brees, experience-wise, wouldn't shock me if we saw an upset in this one.
Huger was a good word there. It really, really fit the narrative of the game.
Right.
No, I kind of agree with you, to be honest. The Vikings have a weird quarterback situation they have to address this offseason. Is it Case Keenum, Sam Bradford? Is it Teddy again? Nobody knows what's going to happen. But for now, they have to focus on the Saints, and the Saints are a well-oiled machine coming into that game. Sean Payton is making the plays and making the calls that Sean Payton of old was making. You know, going forward and fourth down in last weekend's game was a Sean Payton of old move, and it ended up paying off for them in the long run.
But going on the road, you know.
But going on the road is different.
And a team, a bye, it's different, no doubt about that. All right, and then take our first break. We'll come back. Brandon, I hope you enjoyed that. We'll talk a little more NFL playoffs later in the week, especially on Friday. Folks, get your documents on file now for the Real ID. I want you to go to SCDMV Online. This puts you in a better position when you do order your Real ID. There's very specific language about what cards or when the cards are available. And it's going to be available soon, like the first quarter. It won't be in January, but it's coming up very, very soon. Now, you don't have to rush down to your local SCDMV to change your card. There's no need to burden yourself with that. No need to rush and change it. But you do need to make a plan and be aware of what you need and if you need it and how you need it. The Real IDs are part of the the changes in our security, and you need to find out if they have the right documentation for you on file, and if you're really eligible right now for the Real ID stuff. The date that wanting the public to remember is October 1st, 2020. On or after that, you will not be. You must have Real ID to board a domestic flight, a commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Unless you carry your passport with you too. Nobody wants to carry that big bulky passport around. To find out more, do the frequently asked questions about Real ID on the SCDMV website. It's scdmvonline.com. Short break. We'll come back. I want to get into the main topic of the show today, and that is the
Winston
fine
Churchill.
Line. Oh, I'd love to talk more Winston Churchill. He's a fascinating guy, man. Quirky little fella. And a lot like you, like he drinks during the show, like during the day, like during the work day.
Yeah, water is what I drink during the show.
Now you got your Airstream over there.
This is my Yeti. This is different.
Oh, it's Yeti? You got a different one?
Yeah.
I can't keep up with your thermoses. Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk about the fine lines between winning and losing, greatness, and in those windows of opportunity out there. I'll relate it to football and Clemson basketball right after this.
Head to Bojangles for 3 breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. 3 breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
So many cool cars and trucks you won't want to blink. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
presented by Motor Trend.
It all happens January 12th through the 14th at the TD Convention Center. Come see hundreds of the hottest new cars, new trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, classics, and a lot more. Test drive over 20 models right at the show. Bring the whole family, kids 12 and under, get in free every day. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
January 12th through the 14th.
Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Cars cost less than travelers rest. Get a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan for just $14,999 after rebates, plus tax and tag. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest. Save big on a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan right now at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 19 years in business, taking care of customers like you. Cars cost less than travelers rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
back. Glad to have you with us. On a Wednesday, I want to tell you about Engineer Sleep at engineersleep.com. And because of the college football playoff national championship, I went to bed about 12:30 night before last. Because of the movie last night, I didn't go to bed till after 11. So, quite frankly, I got to get some sleep, man. Didn't take naps or anything. Actually, hit some golf balls yesterday since it was 62 degrees. But I got to get some sleep. I can't wait to get back in my Engineer Sleep bed and take care of that. And those rainy days next Thursday and Friday, boy, that's going to be nice. You know, Eddie Rabbit said, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night when I got my Engineer Sleep bed, too. Custom-made, custom-designed beds. This is a family. This is Jay and Davis Orders and their family deal there. I'm going to love everything they do at Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com. Get your custom-made bed. Get it at wholesale, very fair pricing. How do you do it? It's easy. It's simple. To start the process, go to engineersleep.com. They're off Congaree Road over in Greenville. I love the folks over at Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. You ready for this week's preseason rankings first?
Sure, why not?
This is the first one. I have The Athletic has Clemson number 3. Yahoo has Clemson number 3. Preseason, way too early polls. Fox Sports, Athlon, Sporting News, ESPN, Clemson number 2. And USA Today, Clemson number 1. Here is the highlights of the Yahoo poll. Stuart Mandel, former Fox Sports Sports Illustrated writer, has Clemson at number 3 in this one. Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, and Clemson number 3. Do you want these? You want to fly down these?
Yeah, fly down. Where you at?
All right. Because South Carolina's actually ranked in a couple of these. South Carolina's not ranked in this one. They have Oklahoma State, Southern Cal, NC State, Memphis, and South Carolina just missing out. South Carolina close, though. Top 30 for them. It's The Athletic at Stuart Mandel. It's Florida State, 25. 24, Oregon, 23. Notre Dame, 22. Kansas State, 21. Virginia Tech, 20. Northwestern, 19. LSU. Boise State, 18. Stanford, 17. West Virginia's going to be higher than 16. Auburn, 15. Penn State, 14. Mississippi State, 13. How about that? Joe Moorhead walking to a good situation.
Can they even win anything next year? Are they still under?
Mississippi State?
I'm sorry, I thought Ole Miss, I heard.
Yeah, no, Mississippi State, I'm sorry. Washington, 12. Michigan, 11. Central Florida, 10. Good on you, mate. TCU, 9. Miami, 8. Michigan State, 7. What? Good on you, man. Oklahoma, 6. Georgia, 5. Wisconsin, 4. Clemson, 3. Ohio State, Alabama are the top 3. You know what? I like it. I think they've done a really good job. And that's The Athletic. That is what they have. The ones that have a number 2, here is Athlon's. I think this is right. Oh, bear with me a second. I'm clicking on the wrong links here. And Athlon's way too early college football preseason poll. They have Florida 25, Kansas State 24, Southern Cal 23, Oregon 22, West Virginia 21, Mississippi State 20, 19 is Boise State, 18 is LSU, 17 is Texas. I told you, look out for Texas. Florida State 16, a little high for them. West Virginia 15, I mean Virginia Tech 15, Notre Dame 14, Stanford 13, Washington 12, Penn State 11, Michigan State 10, Auburn 9, a little high, Wisconsin 8, Michigan 7, Oklahoma 6, a little high. Miami 5, Georgia 4, Ohio State 3, Clemson 2, and Alabama 1. All right, that's Athlon. I gave you the ESPN. Let me go ahead and give it to you again from yesterday. And ESPN does a pretty good job of who they lose, who's coming back. I think Athlon has the most detailed list of them so far. ESPN has good news for Gamecock fans: South Carolina number 25. This is leading up to my topic of windows of opportunity, because the Gamecocks have one 2018 that they won't have in 2019. Anyway, South Carolina 25, Texas 24, LSU's 23, Florida State's 22, Central Florida 21, Notre Dame 20, Mississippi State 19, Stanford 18, Boise State 17, TCU 16, at 15 Southern Cal, 14 is Virginia Tech. I like them there. Michigan 13. Still a little too high. Auburn 12. Penn State 11. At 10, West Virginia. 9, Michigan State. I feel like 12 days of Christmas here. 9, Michigan State. 8, Washington. 7, Miami. 5. 6, Wisconsin. 5, Georgia. 4, Oklahoma. 3, Ohio State. 2, Clemson. And Alabama is number 1 ESPN poll. All right. That's that. Sporting news.
Crush that.
I did. I absolutely just destroyed that one. Ready for sporting news?
Yeah.
Good news for Gamecock fans.
Hey now.
A&M 25, Memphis 24, South Carolina 23. Starting to see a little pattern here. The Gamecocks kind of got people's attention. Texas 22, Central Florida 21, Oklahoma State 20. These are basically the same schools, different numbers. But I want to pound these in your head to get an idea. Hey, man, these teams are expected to be good next year. 19 through 15, Florida State, TCU, Michigan, Michigan State, Virginia Tech at 15. 14 is Stanford, 13 LSU, Southern Cal is 12, Washington is 11, Penn State 10, Notre Dame 9, Auburn 8, Miami 7, Wisconsin 6, Oklahoma 5, Ohio State 4, Georgia 3, Clemson 2, Alabama 1. All just about the same. And finally, let me give you this one. This is USA Today's way too early. They're a little bit different in theirs. Mississippi State, number 25. Iowa State, first time we've seen them, 24. Oklahoma State, 23. TCU, 22. Florida Atlantic, Lane Kiffin, 21.
Boo.
I like Lane Kiffin now. He's interesting, man. Kansas State, 20. LSU, 19. Florida State, 18. Southern Cal, 17. Michigan, 16. Notre Dame, 15. Boise State, 14. Auburn, 13. Stanford, 12. Virginia Tech up to 11 in this one. Michigan State 10, Miami way down to number 9, Washington 8, Oklahoma 7, Penn State 6, Wisconsin 5, Georgia 4, Ohio State 3, Alabama 2, Clemson 1.
I can't get the song out of my head now. I'm just hearing it every time you talk.
What are you talking about? 6, Penn State, 5, Wisconsin, 4, Georgia, 3, Ohio State, 2, Alabama, and Clemson number 1 in USA Today.
God.
Nailed it.
I mean, what more can you ask for?
I can do it again.
No, it's
okay. USA Today number 1 said the Tigers aren't going anywhere as Dabo Swinney promised following Sugar Bowl loss to Alabama. Swinney's staff will bring back a senior starter quarterback in Kelly Bryant. Maybe. Will again tout the deep stable of skill talent, stronger on the offensive front, have a slight rebuild in defenses behind star tackle Dexter Lawrence. Clemson will be the best team in the ACC. Heavy contender to recapture the national title. Now, that leads me to what I have to think about the major topic of the show today. It is your windows of opportunity. Have you noticed that Clemson's window is wide open? And the second row from the top of the upper deck in the Orange Bowl in whatever the Joe Robbie Stadium, Blockbuster Stadium, Pro Player Stadium. It's been a million things down there. Down in Fort Lauderdale area. As Clemson's beaten Oklahoma 37-17, and I tell my wife, we have to go to Arizona because this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and as it turned out, no, not really. 3 straight years of the playoffs now. Clemson's window is very wide. Let me give you the parallel here for South Carolina and Clemson. Clemson basketball, South Carolina football.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very similar. I've always thought this, but this year and next year are going to be, I think, really, really interesting times. Now, do hear me out on this. And
tell.
Yeah, I will. I will tell. Because they play in normally extremely difficult conferences. And because of lack of history, that there are everybody has a window of opportunity. Like right now, Florida Atlantic has a window of opportunity with Lane Kiffin. They took advantage of it last year. And did a great job of it. Look, Central Florida had a window of opportunity. Scott Frost, they kicked the door in, went undefeated, finished in the top 10, top 5, top 6, whatever. won a national championship according to them, but they kicked that door in. Now, and the window of opportunity in Central Florida won't stay open very long. The window at Ohio State, the window at Alabama, whatever, those windows stay open a long time. But the windows, they come and they go and they close up. In the next segment, I want to explain to you why I think Clemson basketball and South Carolina football are very, very, very similar. Clemson's ranked in basketball right now. We just told you the Gamecocks are kind of like this team that's got some top 25 consideration for next year. But they better do it next year because 2019, it gets more difficult. And I'll tell you why. It's mainly schedule. Clemson basketball ranked right now have an opportunity ahead of them. And really, if you get Zion Williamson, maybe next year as well. So I want to talk about those a little bit. But before I do, let me talk about also, I'm up against a break. But let me throw out this quick scenario of the fine line, even at a place like Alabama.
Greenbow, Alabama.
Look, now, I'm going to throw some things out there to you, and I don't have these as a fact, but I'm hearing some things. Tell you what, I need to take a break. But
what a tease.
I know. I feel like Howie Mandel on this thing. I'm going to tell you what the banker says, but after a short break. But even at Alabama, it was close to falling apart, and it didn't. And I'm going to go over some things that might not be factual, but some things I'm hearing about just how close it was to falling apart, and now how long the dynasty is going to last as a result of it not falling apart and some things happening. So, again, what does Alabama football, Clemson basketball, and South Carolina football have in common? You don't want to miss the next segment, man. You got to hang around for this one. Man, you don't like this one.
Tie this one together.
I am. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to do it. All right. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let them take care of you. I love Prime Lending. I love saving money. These people were awesome to me. It's Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Local people with phenomenal rates that are going to walk you through. Everybody has a different financial situation out there. Like snowflakes. No two are the same. Not of our thousands of listeners out there. Nobody's going to have the exact same financial situation. Let them custom like make a loan structured exactly for what you and your family need with local help from our great friends. They had an unbelievable 2017. 18 will be even better. So great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. The fine line and then the window of opportunity we'll talk about when you come back right after this.
January is ACC basketball time. The Clemson Tigers take on NC State for the second time this season on Thursday night in Raleigh. Tune in as Clemson looks to go undefeated against the Wolfpack this season. Pre-game begins at 8:30 p.m. with a 9 p.m. tip-off on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson Tigers men's basketball on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. For just $20,999 after rebates, plus tax and tag, you can be in a 2018 Escape S front-wheel drive. They have a great selection, and they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. See the 2018 Escape S at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than Travelers Rest, and they never charge any dealer fees. Nearly 90 years in business, taking care of customers like you, George Coleman Ford.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Jackson Hewitt has big news. The no-fee refund advance just got bigger. Now you could get up to $3,200 today. Go to Jackson Hewitt and you could get up to $3,200 with a bigger-than-ever no-fee refund advance 0% APR loan. Don't delay. Go to Jackson Hewitt today and you could get up to $3,200. Optional tax refund loan provided by Medivac. Not the actual tax refund. You can e-file without applying. Fees for other optional products may apply. Availability and loan amounts subject to conditions and locations. Bigger is a comparison to the maximum loan amounts previously available for the refund advance at Jackson Hewitt. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Are you able to navigate today's financial markets to secure your retirement future? The advisors at Kiwi Financial Group understand that you may reach a point in your life when you need answers to countless questions about retirement planning. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to your questions to understand your needs. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com or visit our office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
Hey folks, Qualk here. I want to talk to you about keeping those New Year's resolutions for real this year and how you can do it with Harrys.com. Want your resolutions to save more money, maybe spend less money? Don't cut out any luxuries you love. Just shave with Harrys. It's high quality for less money. That's an easy answer. What about taking better physical care of yourself? Well, Harry's products have won countless grooming awards, and they'll keep you looking and feeling great. Trust me, I've used Harry's for years. It's an unbelievable shave for an amazing cost. The trial set of Harry's includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave this new year. The weighted ergonomic handle, the five precision engineer blades, the lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, the convenient travel blade cover. They're so confident you're going to love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. And plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harrys.com right now. Enter code OOB at checkout to get their soothing post-shave balm also free. That's Harrys.com, code OOB, and have a happy new year.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words. Some kind.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You know, now that Christmas is over, you think, boy, Ridge Jewelers, they'll just cruise. No, 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 no. They got Valentine's coming up, man. They're always, that's the thing about what Wally Odom's guys do. You know, it's like the Nick Sabans of the world where they're always looking at what's happening next. And so for Valentine's Day, it'll be here right before you know it. Ridge Jewelers, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right next to Belt, right in the middle of it all. They have the special things just for her. Maybe a diamond engagement ring.
What?
Maybe a diamond engagement ring.
No.
Set of earrings? Charm?
No, can't do it.
Oh, yeah, you can do all that stuff. Or you're a watch guy now.
I am a watch guy.
Well, they've got some great, awesome Swiss watches there. North America's largest family-owned jewelers, Ridge Jewelers. They have the vast inventory, take care of all your needs. They have the great people. You hear our listeners going by and seeing them all the time. Let them take care of you. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all, Ridge Jewelers, REEDS.com. All right. I'm going to tie together Alabama football, Clemson basketball, South Carolina football.
This should be interesting. Go ahead.
It really is. I thought about this long and hard.
During the movie last night?
No, during the movie I was mesmerized, crying and laughing.
You popcorn guy at the movies?
No. Can't. I went and saw Prime Lending. I did my home instead. We remodeled my house, so I can't afford it.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where you're going with that.
A drink at the movies last night, $7.69.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a big sneak stuff into the movies guy.
I'm Rodney Rule follower.
No.
But my wife says we need, if now we had dinner, so we were stuffed, but we go to movies like she sneaks in a Coke or a soft drink or something.
You can get booze at the one in Anderson now.
Yeah.
What?
That's crazy to me.
I've never seen that.
My wife said last night, man, people just drink now.
Oh, yeah.
And find ways to drink.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I don't like sneaking stuff in because I don't want to do the wrong thing. But you forced my hand when you charged me $7.69 for a Coke. I can't do that.
People drink now.
I have to go see Mark Hawkins at Prime Lending to see if I can get me a Coke.
Take out another second mortgage on the house.
I'm paying off my home right now. I can't afford a Coke as well. Big old tub. Mm-hmm. The guy walked in last night with a tub of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at my wife and went, oh my God, babe, there's rich people here.
Those are the refillable ones, I think, aren't they? Did he crush it and go back out?
Now, what are you talking about refillable? Like, who could drink that much Coke and eat that much popcorn?
There are some people out there. There's some creatures out there. Anyway, Alabama football, Clemson basketball, South Carolina football.
I'm gonna tell you some things that I was been told by some very good sources. Now, I don't have these as documented facts, and you can buy them or not buy them. I'll ask you every time, are you buying them or not? I was told a very good friend of mine who's highly connected in college football, who I hadn't seen in years. I saw the Friday, I mean the Sunday before the game in New Orleans. I asked him, I said, man, what's going to happen here? And he goes, and he knows a bunch of guys on Alabama staff. Oh, by the way, I was told by other people yesterday, Alabama stole Clemson's signals. There's a former Clemson staffer.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Clemson signals. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
So I asked the guy, I said, what's going to happen? He goes, man, Clemson's going to destroy Alabama. I said, why is that? He goes, you kept up what's going on in Alabama. I went, no. He said, man, they got issues down there. And, you know, AL.com mentioned it that they were going to play Tua in our game. As it worked out, they didn't have to. He said, man, everybody hates the quarterback down there. I'm talking about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
He goes, they have internal issues. And come off the Auburn game, there's a lot of infighting in that staff, and there's a lot of things going on there. I was talking to Larry Williams yesterday, TigerIllustrated.com. I had a long conversation with him. He said, man, when you interviewed Alabama's players before the game, it was like dysfunction, especially on the offensive side of the ball, man. Like something was going on there. Now, defense played great field position, and they got it, and they scored a little bit, and it's like, oh, yeah. But Alabama knew, coming off the Auburn game, and really how their offense looked all year, infighting players, they know it. They had some quarterback issues there. And this thing was very close to falling apart. And Lane Kiffin comes on. Now, first of all, are you buying that? You can see that scenario as being a possibility, right?
Falling apart?
Yeah,
I guess.
All right. And on top of that, Lane Kiffin comes on Dan Patrick's show yesterday and says, it's a wide known fact, Tua was going to transfer after the season. Now he's going to stay. But he was out. And he comes in, saves the game, the Hawaiian punch, saves the game, and now everything's all hunky-dory. You win the national championship, everything's hunky-dory. Let me back this up to you, too. Told you about the time with the kick six and then losing to Oklahoma. Everybody in Alabama's like, what the hell's wrong with the football program? You lose to Auburn. You saw the Auburn game. They didn't look very good. Saw the Mississippi State game. They didn't look very good.
Nope.
They beat Clemson and looked good in doing it. Let's say the second half continues. You don't put Hurts in. The second half continues. You lose the national championship. You didn't win anything this year. You didn't win your conference. You didn't win your state. You didn't win your division. You didn't win the national championship. And Alabama, it's a failed year. Preseason number one, you didn't win. Tua comes in and kind of saves it. It would have been a long offseason in Tuscaloosa. I'm not saying fall apart because they'd be back next year. But you can kind of see if Tua leaves, you're stuck with Jalen Hurts next year. The offense, I'm not sure, is going to be all that much better, right?
I agree with that.
Kyle really gone. So you can see like there's this fine line in there that now Alabama's a huge favorite to win it all again because of Tua and this thing that he's not leaving, and now everything changes, right?
That is correct.
So you're buying all that. Tua. Have you heard that audio? What's some other beers we drink? Miller. Coors. You know, in the, you heard that one?
No.
Oh, I got to play it for you during the break. After the show. They drink pretty good. All right. Anyway, that's the Alabama side of things. And now their window stays open. But you can see how it's fragile, man. And part of my reason for telling you that is for Clemson football right now, even if it's at fragile Alabama, it can be fragile everywhere. Auburn football is one big fragility tube.
Fragile.
Yeah.
It must be Italian.
Fragility, maybe. You see what I'm saying? Like, Auburn every year, it's Auburn. Are we going to win the national championship or are we going to fire Gus? You know? You're right there on that. You're teetering upon, are you going to fire him or are we going to win it all? Fire him, win it all. Won the SEC, fire him. Won the West, fire him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Beat number one twice. He's the greatest guy ever. Is he going to leave for Arkansas? Auburn's like that all the time. And so my point to Clemson football fans is, enjoy this thing, man. It could be over like that. I don't think it is. But it could be over like that. Thank you. I'm a pretty good snapper. So
pretty good snapper.
I am.
That's my resume.
That's what I kind of do kind of good. It's what I do probably best. So you can see how that window, how these windows come and go like that. And they stay open a long time in Alabama. They don't at other places. Let me give you this right now. And we had Aaron writing in. Can you guys do a quick win game for South Carolina this year? Yes, we can. And it leads into what I want to talk about with South Carolina. You know, you're kind of seeing this talk about Will Muschamp, about building. And I do think there's an opportunity there. But let me give you the stark difference in 2018 schedule at South Carolina and 2019. But let me give you a little background first, all right?
Yep.
At South Carolina, the most important thing is the head coach. The second most important thing is the talent on hand, including the quarterback being the big one there. And the third most important thing is the schedule going on around you. Can we agree, Zach Orr, that South Carolina had four really good years in football?
Yes, they did.
They had three 11-win seasons. But I'm going to include 2010, which went 9-5 and won the SEC East.
It's a good little stretch for them.
Then in 2011, 11-2, 2012, 11-2, 2013, 11-2. And the Spurrier before that, 6-6, 7-6, 6-6. After that, 7-6, 3-9. Mm-hmm. And now 9-3, which, you know what? You can say 9-3 and they're great, but quite frankly, that wasn't a great football team this year. Normally you say, yeah, but schedule, Tennessee being down, Florida being down, leads to this next point. So they had four good years in there. Let me give you the records of Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida. We're the third part of that. What goes on around you? The head coach, you know, if he's good or not, we don't know yet. Talent, trying to get better, still not great yet. But let me give you an idea of what South Carolina had in that 2010-2013 time frame. While the Gamecocks won the East in 2010, went 9-5, right?
Yes.
Tennessee went 6-7. Georgia went 6-7. Florida went 8-5. They won the East. In 2011, while the Gamecocks went 11-2, Tennessee went 5-7. Georgia went 10-4, won the East. Or did Missouri maybe win the East? Anyway, and Florida went 11-2. I mean, went 7-6. 2012, while the Gamecocks went 11-2, Tennessee went 5-7. Georgia did go 12-2, and Florida did go 11-1. I believe Missouri won it that year, maybe. 2013, South Carolina went 11-2. Tennessee went 5-7. Georgia went 8-5. Florida went 4-8.
Just stop reading the Tennessee one.
Tennessee went 6-7, 5-7, 5-7, 5-7.
Oof.
Georgia went 6-7, 10-4, 12-2, 8-5. Florida went 8-5, 7-6, 11-2, 4-8. There were three good years in there between those three schools over 4 years.
God, Tennessee sucks.
There were three double-digit wins of the possible 12.
Tennessee peaked in high school.
So, let me see if I'm right for saying this. They were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 10.
Carry the three.
A little bit more than 500 among those three teams.
Mm-hmm.
The window. Now, here's where I'm asking you this, Zach Orr. How long is that window? The window has been open. Tennessee was terrible.
Is terrible.
Florida has been terrible.
Sure.
Georgia's really good right now.
They were terrible.
They were, but moving forward, the Gamecocks head coach, again, we'll see. Talent level, maybe getting better. We'll see. Quarterback, got to get better there. We'll see. Man, this window of opportunity around you, you better take advantage of it. I'll ask you this, Zach. Is Florida, you feel good about the trajectory of Florida the next 5 years under Dan Mullen?
Yes.
You feel good about the trajectory of Georgia the next 5 years under Kirby Smart?
Yes.
You feel good about the trajectory of Tennessee?
No.
You don't?
Never.
I don't know, man. They're going to be better. I think they'll be better.
Will they?
Yeah, they got a decent staff. And I tell you, man, it won't be any worse.
Listen, they were going to be better after Dooley.
And then, you know, South Carolina plays A&M.
And after Kiffin.
I told you this. South Carolina plays A&M in these years. You feel better or worse about A&M the next 5 years under Jimbo
Old
Fisher?
Jimbo? I feel better.
And then you play Clemson. You feel better or worse about the next 5 years with Clemson?
Yeah, I don't feel bad about it.
So, man, I'm telling you, of those five schools in there, this window, man, South Carolina has. You see, am I making any sense here to you?
You're telling me that window is closing rapidly?
All right, let me do this before we get to the top of our break.
Do it.
Here's South Carolina's schedule for this year. You ready? Get a little win game for me.
Yep.
Coastal Carolina at home.
Debbie.
Georgia at home.
Loss.
I agree. Marshall at home.
Debbie.
Vanderbilt away from home.
Win.
at Kentucky.
Keep the streak alive, baby. Give me an L.
I'm going to give him a win there. Missouri at home.
You can win that game.
A&M at home.
Loss.
I'm going to give him an loss or two. Tennessee at home.
Win.
Ole Miss away from home.
Win.
Florida away from home.
Loss.
Chattanooga at home.
W.
At Clemson.
L.
You went 6-5. I went 8-4.
6-5.
I mean, no. You went 7-5. 7-5.
Yeah.
I went 8-4.
Step
now,
back.
Quickly, because I got to get a break. Let me give you the schedule for the following year. You get your home games. Florida, it's 2019. Give me a win loss here.
We're doing a 2019 win game?
Yeah. Florida?
You lose it.
Vanderbilt at home?
Win.
Kentucky home?
Win.
Alabama at home?
Loss.
At Georgia?
Loss.
At Tennessee?
Win.
I'm going to go loss here. At Missouri? At Missouri. A&M away from home.
Loss.
And then Clemson at home.
Loss.
And then North Carolina and Charlotte.
Win.
That's like 6-6 in there. My point is 6-6.
Don't be saying that to me.
My point is, you can see how the 18 schedule is so much easier than the 19 schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You better win this year, in other words. Mm-hmm. This is you better make hay in 2018 if you're South Carolina. Now, have I done a decent job with Alabama and sucking on football so far?
Great day for hay.
Clemson basketball window of opportunity when you come back for hour number two of the Mickey Plata Show right